Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We're going to talk a little bit about Todd Gurley today. We're also going to talk about Valentine Holmes, who's a National Rugby League player who's going to make the transition over to the NFL. So we'll start with Todd Gurley. Let's not forget Todd Gurley has been an MVP candidate the past two seasons. People are acting like his days are already numbered. There's been a lot of speculation about what comes next for Todd Gurley. The Los Angeles Rams running back had a bad ending to the 2018 season after he started to slow down in the playoffs. It was clear that Gurley wasn't healthy, and TMZ reported that he's limping still to this day. While the Rams had to be concerned about that, let's not forget Gurley already battled back from a knee injury, ACL, he had at the University of Georgia. You also have to remember Gurley has been an MVP candidate the past two seasons. This is a player who's racked up almost 4,000 yards rushing and receiving and 40 touchdowns over the last 24 months. How can you bet against someone who's been the backbone of Los Angeles' success? We all know Gurley has some hurdles to clear to get back to the player he once was, but we can't get caught up in C.J. Anderson outperforming him in the Super Bowl and NFC Championship. Even beyond the injury, you can't forget these players are human beings, and sometimes guys go through a slump. It would be shocking if Todd Gurley's best days are already in the rearview mirror, and if that's the case, then the Rams are going to take a huge step backwards. Sean McVay's offense all starts with the running game, and then he works his play-action passes off of that. LA also paid Gurley a four-year, $60 million contract, so they need him to be a part of their long-term plan. This is a situation which is certainly concerning for LA's front office, but Gurley will bounce back, and you can expect him to be lighting it up in no time. Will it be in 2019? Who knows, but sooner or later he'll get back on track and continue to be one of the most dynamic ball carriers in all of football. So Gurley, past two seasons has been an MVP candidate. Like I said, almost 4,000 yards, and that's rushing and receiving over the past 2 years. He has 40 touchdowns during that time span. Really came close to winning the MVP. Tom Brady beat him out. Patrick Mahomes beat him out. But he was right there, and he's been a big factor in Sean McVay's offense because he sets a tone. He racks up those big gains on the ground. And then McVay loves the play action and then, you know, run his passing plays, whether it's bubble screen or whatever, crossing routes, or he does a whole bunch of stuff, McVay, with that offense. But, you know, if Gurley isn't running the ball effectively, all those other extensions of, you know, that offense, they don't click as well. You know, fortunately, this past season, they had C.J. Anderson step in and pick up the slack when Gurley struggled in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. But I just don't see that being, you know, the way things go, you know, moving forward. First of all, C.J. Anderson's on the Detroit Lions now. But whoever is the other running back for the Los Angeles Rams, they're not going to have to, you know, carry the load. Eventually, Todd Gurley is going to get back on track. And like I said, TMZ reported that he's still limping to this day. Obviously, that's concerning. But he's already overcame one knee injury. And I think, you know, the knee that he's that's kind of nagging him is the knee that he tore in college. We don't know exactly what's going on because the Rams have been really hush-hush about what's really going on there. We don't know if he's going to get stem cell treatment or some other, you know, cutting-edge practice or method, I should say. But, you know, for Gurley, it is concerning, but you know, with just how much of a top tier athlete he is and how well he prepares his body, you have to think that sooner or later it will heal up. And once that happens, he's going to be the same old Todd Gurley that we're used to seeing. Just a very, very dynamic football player, a guy that, you know, puts a lot of time in perfecting his craft, and it shows on the field. You don't rack up those type of numbers unless you've been in the gym preparing and, you know, doing speed workouts, you know, doing the speed ladder and, you know, weightlifting, doing all the little things right. That's how you get to being a superstar running back. It's a lot of cumulative effort, and Todd Gurley has clearly been putting in the work, and it showed over the course of his career. I think, you know, over you know, his 4 seasons in the league, he's just raked. I think 3 out of the 4 years, I think he's been in the league 4 years. It might be 5, but I'm pretty certain it's 4 years. I think he's went over 1,000 yards 3 out of those 4 years. So he's not a slouch by any means. He constantly brings it, and they're, you know, the Rams, he's one guy that they really count on. They need him to be playing at an optimal level. And like I said, if things don't turn around in 2019, you have to believe they will by 2020. I still think he comes back and has a big year in 2019. But who knows? You know, only the man upstairs knows how everything is going to play out. But hopefully we see Todd Gurley back in top form and doing what we've seen him do so many times on a NFL field. The other topic we have, Valentine Holmes joins the New York Jets after playing for 5 years in the National Rugby League. It'll be exciting to see if Holmes can adjust to the fast pace of the NFL. Former National Rugby League winger Valentine Holmes has signed with the New York Jets and hopes to make it in the NFL. Holmes will follow in the footsteps of former rugby star Jarryd Hayne, who played for the San Francisco 49ers back in 2015. Hayne probably could have done better if he stuck with it longer, but Holmes has one advantage, and that's being younger. Valentine Holmes is only 23 years old, and some of the rookies in the NFL draft will have a few years on him. Hayne was 28 when he played, and those mid-20s are a crucial time in a professional football player's career. So from a development standpoint, Holmes has a much bigger window to learn the game and find out how to play at a high level. Of course, the Jets will have to keep Holmes on their roster first and foremost, but this is a trend we're starting to see more often. You know, some of these rugby players have incredible athleticism, and Holmes is listed as a wide receiver slash running back slash kick returner. Right away, that tells you he's a guy who can react very quickly on the football field. A lot of those instincts are developed by evading defenders in rugby, and believe it or not, it tends to translate over to our sport. On special teams, those skills can be very beneficial, but it's much tougher to have success against players in pads. One reason is because it slows everybody down, including the ball carrier. The other reason is because the collisions are massive and players are more reckless knowing they have all that protection. Making it clear, Valentine Holmes will face tough odds, but at least he's taking a shot at his dreams. It's not easy to go from Australia to the United States and risk it all, and for that, we should already respect Holmes. So I looked up his rugby stats, and I don't understand rugby, you know, even, you know, a fraction as much as I understand football. I just figured out today that a touchdown in rugby is called a try or tries. I don't even know, you know, but anyway, I kind of did a little research going through the National Rugby League stats, and from what I gathered, like I said, I don't understand rugby very much at all, except to the point that when I watch it be played on the field, you can definitely see some similarities to football, you know, the end zone and just how they do things. But as far as the stats and the scoring and things like that, I have no clue. But I did some research, and you know, if I'm wrong, you know, feel free to tweet me at Endzone Blog NFL or go on our Instagram Endzone Blog and tell me. But from what I gathered, Valentine Holmes has been a more productive player than Jarryd Hayne. And I knew, you know, I actually covered Jarryd Hayne's stories with the San Francisco 49ers when I was starting out at endzoneblog.com. And I pretty much gathered that he was a very good player. When I watched the film on him, it was easy to see that he had some really good athleticism. So, like, when I plug in the tape, just because, you know, I've been an athlete my whole life, and then I coached, and I have a master's in sports administration, and I understand, you know, biomechanics and things like that. I can, when I, even sports that I'm not familiar with, when I watch, just because I have a deep understanding of locomotion and forces and speed and velocity and things like that, I right away can pick up when a guy is a stellar athlete, you know. And I knew Jarryd Hayne was a stellar athlete, which is why he made the San Francisco 49ers roster, which is why he was a punt returner and a return guy, and got some carries as a running back in the preseason. And it was easy to see why. You know, when I checked out Valentine Holmes, the difference is Valentine Holmes seems a little bit faster. Now, I don't have their 40 times, so, you know, like I said, I could be wrong on that, but just from plugging in the tape, that's what I gathered. And, you know, based off those stats, you know, it seemed like Valentine Holmes was the better of the two players. And then the biggest difference is, you know, Holmes is 23 years old. Hayne is now 31, I believe, but he was 28 when he was on the 49ers roster. So those 5 years, you have to remember the NFL is a young man's sport. And what I mean by that is, outside of the quarterbacks who are in today's era who are playing till 40 years old, most guys play from, you know, 20 to 30 years old. And realistically, a lot of guys are getting in the league at 22, 23 years old, coming out of college. Give or take, some younger, some older. Like Juju Smith-Schuster, I think, was like 20 years old when he got in the league. But that's huge. Those 5 years, you know, 23 to 28. You know, those are 5 years in your prime, and as you get older, you start to slow down, especially for a running back, kick returner, or wide receiver position. Those are your, you know, the years where you gotta make a name for yourself. So Valentine Holmes has that huge advantage for him because he's gonna have, you know, a much bigger window to learn the game, figure out how to play at a high level. And, you know, you got to remember, he'll probably have a year or two just getting in the swing of things. Now, Hayne was able to get a special teams job as a returner right away just because he was so explosive. So maybe Holmes could be used in a role like that. But he's got a couple of years to spare where he could just be on the practice squad and learning things. And he's already been working at IMG down in Florida, I believe. So he's been preparing and putting in the work and doing everything he can to become familiar with the sport and just kind of pick up on how you go about things. But, you know, the Jets got him, and we'll see if he can, you know, put it together and surpass what Hayne was able to do, because making the roster was very, very impressive. That's all I have, though. Check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. This is John Kuzma. I'm signing off. Have a great day.